Mother, are Post 30% Bran Flakes really the best tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best. Transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's largest-selling Bran Flakes, Post 40% Bran Flakes, and by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free. It is often said that, quote, women are never stronger than when they arm themselves with their weakness, unquote. One of the most common weaknesses among the weaker sex seems to be a complete lack of ability to repair mechanical devices, such as, for example, automobiles. Well, we better begin this morning at the White Frame House on Maple Street, where Betty Anderson is broaching a certain automotive idea to her mother, while son Bud divides his attention between a comic book and their conversation, like this.
Well, what I'm trying to say, Mother, is... Yes.
Just what are you trying to say, Betty?
Well, there are certain cold facts nowadays that one mistakes quite utterly...
Oh, I agree. But what are some of these cold facts?
We can't ignore them, Mother.
I said I agreed.
But just what... Take Jamie Lippitt, for example. She drives her own car to school.
Oh? Well, just what does that have
to... Evelyn Kramer. She drives her own car.
I see. So you feel that you...
Take Eloise Grohman. She drives...
Betty... I get the idea.
Well, it's not so much for me, Mother, but I think that it's quite a reflection on you and Father to have a daughter who has to walk to school or depend on someone else for a ride.
Yes. Well, we've managed to bear up under that stigma so far.
It wouldn't have to be a new car, you understand.
I'm sure it couldn't be a new car.
Just some little old last year's model would do.
Yes. Well, I don't know about the model, but I've sort of been thinking along those same lines.
Oh, Mother, you mean I can have a car?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly, but I have thought it'd be handy if we had another car in the family. However, that's something your father will have to decide, not me.
Well, will you ask him about it, Mother, will you?
Hey, Betty, I got an idea.
Please, Bud, we're talking.
Yeah, but I gotta
just
get a...
Just go on reading your comic book. We're having a discussion.
Okay, I won't tell you my idea then.
Idea about what?
Oh, something.
Oh, now, don't be like that. What is it?
You want to drive to school, don't you?
Yes.
All right. You want to hear my idea, don't you?
Certainly I do. What is it?
I'll let you borrow my motor scooter.
Oh, fine.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong, he says.
How about that, Mom? Do you see anything wrong with her riding?
Don't get me in on this discussion. I had to go out in the kitchen and get lunch on the table. Your father will be here any minute.
Well, Mother,
matter of fact, he's late. I wonder what's keeping him.
You will ask Father about the car idea, won't you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you should bring it up. Sometimes he's more receptive to your ideas.
There's nothing wrong with that motor scooter idea.
Well, Mother, just how do you think I ought to put it?
Well, that's hard to say. I do it as tactfully as possible, though.
Is the I'm not thinking of myself, but it's a reflection on you approach any good?
If you can work it around the way he thinks it's his idea, you'll have a better chance.
My motor scooter's just been repainted.
I don't care if it's got new wallpaper on it. I wouldn't be seen dead on that contraption.
Boy, that's gratitude for you.
Well, I've got to get out in the kitchen.
Margaret, I'm home.
Well, there he is, Betty. Good luck.
Sorry I'm late. Is lunch cold by now?
No, I haven't put it on the table yet. I'm going to do it now.
Father.
Hello, Princess. I'll come out and help you, Margaret.
Father, just a minute. I want to ask you something.
Oh, well, what is it, Betty? Hi, Bud.
Oh, hi there.
Well, Father.
Well, come out in the kitchen. You can ask me there. The reason I'm late, Margaret, is because I got held up in a traffic jam.
Oh?
Some car got stalled right in the middle of the intersection at Oak and Ford. It was a woman driver, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, they're always stalling their motors, it seems. They always pick out the worst places to do it, too.
Don't male drivers' cars ever stall?
Oh, sure, occasionally. But at least they know what to do about it.
Father.
This woman had no idea what to do. Not even a vague notion.
Well, what did you expect her to do? Leap out and crawl under the car and tear out the transmission valves? Or whatever is in there.
No, but just a little simple rudimentary knowledge would have helped her fix it. Another fellow and I had to get out and get her started.
That was gallant of you.
All that was wrong was the float in the carburetor had gotten stuck. And all she had to do was simply tap it. Kathy could have done it.
Well, next time I need a carburetor tapped, I'll get hold of Kathy.
Well, I know one thing. They ought to pass a law.
Against women?
No. A law requiring women to pass some kind of an elementary automotive test before they allow them to drive. It's a dangerous thing. Women whizzing around in cars knowing nothing about what goes on under the hood.
Uh-huh.
Now then, Betty, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Nothing.
Here's another thing about your average
woman
driver.
Wait a minute, dear. I'll tell you what Betty wanted to bring up. It's about our having a second car in the family.
What?
Well, take Jeannie Liggett, Father. She drives her own car to school, and Evelyn Kramer and Eloise Grohman.
Margaret, did I hear you correctly?
Well, there are times when a second car would certainly come in handy. Lots of times I need to go to the market when you're at the office, and
I could drive it to school.
Now, just a minute here.
Oh, it's not so much for me, Father. But it's a kind of a reflection on you to have the only daughter at school.
Now, wait a minute. Are either one of you aware that any car you buy nowadays will run well over $2,000?
Well, it doesn't have to be a new one.
No, just some little old second-hand thing.
Well, last year's one is plenty good enough.
Last year's model cost as much as a new one, almost.
All right, then we'll sell for a new one. I don't care.
Betty, honey, we just plain can't afford it. Besides that, I just got through telling you how I feel about this whole situation.
Hey, Betty.
Well, other families seem to have two cars and survive.
Hey, Betty, I got another idea for you. I was just talking to Claude Mesner.
That's all I need to know about that idea.
Well, now, wait. Claude said the Williams, you know the Williams down the street.
I know where they live.
Well, they want to sell that green coupe. You know, the one you always see in that driveway.
Really, do they?
Yeah. And boy, is it cheap, $165.
Father, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. I must say this is all very neatly timed. I congratulate all of you.
Well, we didn't know about this before, Father. Honest, we didn't.
No, I just now found out about it.
Well, before we lose our heads completely, let me ask you one question. What kind of a car can you get for $165?
You can get that green coupe.
Yeah. I've seen that car. It's in good condition.
How can you tell?
Because I've seen it, and it's still real shiny.
Real shiny. That makes it in good condition, huh? Did it ever occur to you that the motor is the important thing?
Oh, well, I'm sure it's got a motor.
What kind? For $165, it must be completely broken down. Or else it's about a 1919 model.
Claude said it's a 1937.
See there, Father?
Well, now, let's be sensible about this. Let's say we can get it for that. Let's even say that it will run, which I doubt. What are you going to do when it breaks down?
Well, get it fixed.
Get it fixed. All right, there's a $50 repair bill right there. And that'll go on for the life of the car. I tell you, I just can't afford to keep up an old wreck like that.
But, Father...
And furthermore, I just don't have the time to take care of another car.
You won't have to, Father. We'll take care of it, won't we, Mother?
Certainly.
That I've got to see.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see anything...
I can just see the two of you in overalls with grease all over your faces cleaning a few spark plugs.
Yeah. I'll be the only kid in junior high with a grease monkey for a sister.
You keep out of this, Smarty.
You girls plan to join the mechanics union?
Just let us worry about all that.
You mean you're serious about this, Margaret?
Well, certainly. Why not?
You mean you and Betty will actually take the full responsibility of the car, keep it running in good condition, if I buy it?
Absolutely.
Bud, where is this car?
Like I told you, it's in the Williams driveway, just half a block down the street.
Come on, let's take a look at it.
Okay.
$165. I'll believe it when I see it.
Ford said it was okay, and you ought to know because we were over there.
Oh, Mother, do you think he'll really buy it?
Of course he will. He's going to buy it now just to prove to us we can't keep it running.
Well, gee, do you think we can? I don't know anything about a motor.
Well, don't worry about that.
I don't know a generator from a carbonator.
Neither do I, but we won't have to. I know that car. It runs fine.
Mommy!
Well, Kathy, it's about time you got home. Where have you been?
Over to Patty Davis's. And, Mommy, they're going to have a bird show at the Strand Theater this Saturday. Can I go?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
I'll drive you over in my new car, Kathy, if I get it. You getting a new car?
Well, it's not exactly new. It's a 1937 coupe.
Can I help steer it sometimes?
Maybe.
Can I help steer when Betty takes me to the bird show?
Well, we'll see. Just what kind of a bird show is this? I didn't read anything about it.
It's just a regular bird show, I guess. It's got a lot of owls in it.
Owls?
Yeah. That's what this ad says. This Saturday only. Special owl show.
Oh, Kathy, that's not a bird show.
Why isn't it?
Aren't owls birds?
That just means that it's a late movie starting at midnight.
I don't care when it starts. I want to see it.
Mother, you explain it to her.
I haven't time. I've got to warm lunch up again. Everything is stone cold.
Now look, Kathy.
Is it a puppet show?
No, it's a regular movie. But they call people who stay up late night owls.
Hey, come out and look at your new jalopy.
Is it here already?
Sure, in the driveway. Come on.
Hey, I want to see it.
Come on, Mom.
I get to help steer it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Mother, look at it.
Well, now that looks real nice.
It's kind of, well, a little old-fashioned, but it certainly is shiny.
Yes, it's not only shiny, but it's clean inside. See?
Oh, yeah.
Good seat covers, sun visor. It's in great shape. Except for one little thing.
What's that?
The motor won't run.
What?
But that should be no problem for Betty and Margaret Anderson, girl mechanics.
Well, now, just a minute.
You'll find all the wrenches in the garage. But let's go in and have our lunch, shall we?
Looks like Jim has left Margaret and Betty with plenty of trouble on their hands. But as long as you feel good physically, little troubles seem to have a way of working themselves out.
You've undoubtedly heard many times that bran is good for your family because it gives you important keep regular benefits. Perhaps you've even tried it, but found that they weren't too keen about its flavor. Well, that's not so anymore, because something wonderful has happened to bran. The makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes have given this cereal a perfectly delicious new flavor. A magic oven flavor and crisper texture that's so good, it's becoming the favorite breakfast cereal of more and more people every day. And that's important to you because now you can serve Post Bran Flakes and be sure that your family will be getting their ounce of prevention, the important keep regular benefits of bran, in a cereal they'll really enjoy. I hope you'll start serving Post 40% Bran Flakes regularly.
For goodness sake, eat Post Bran Flakes. So good and so good for you.
So when you do your shopping this weekend, don't forget Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes. They're good. And so good for you.
Well, here's how things stack up at the Andersons right now. Betty and Margaret insisted that if Jim would buy that shiny little 1937 coupe for them, they'd keep it running. They'd make all the repairs and keep that motor purring like a kitten. Well, the car's in the driveway, and is the motor purring? They can't even get it started. Jim and Bud are back in the garage getting some tools for the two experts. Let's see what they're talking about.
I better put on my old clothes.
What for?
Well, gee, Dad, we'll have to help them fix the car. They don't know anything about
it. Now, just a minute, son. There's nothing wrong with the car. After we drove in the driveway, I reached under the hood and pulled the wire off the coil.
You did? Holy cow, I never saw it.
Not unless they put the wire back on. They'll never find it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Ben and your mother thought they were pretty safe with all that big talk about keeping the car running. Thought the car was in such good shape that they could get away with it. Well, I'm going to teach them a little lesson. Hey, grab the tools. I can't wait to see this.
Me either. Come on.
Now keep a straight face, bud, and don't say anything about that wire on the coil.
I won't. This is going to be rich.
Well, ladies, here are the tools.
Oh. Thank you, dear.
I'm sure you'll find everything you need here.
But, Father, they're all dirty.
Oh, I'm sorry, Princess. If I'd known you were going to use them, I'd have sent them to the laundry.
All right, Father.
It's just grease. Same stuff you smear on your face every night.
Nobody asked you.
Okay, okay.
Stop arguing, you two. Get a wrench or something there, Betty, and let's fix the car.
Wrench. Wrench?
Right here.
Hold it, son. No help from the audience, please. Now, the girls don't need us. This is their car, and I'm sure they'll be able to make any repairs that are necessary without our help. Betty, you and your mother go right ahead. Bud and I won't bother you. Where we, Bud?
Heck no.
Well, let's see. If the car won't go, it probably is because the motor won't run.
That's very good. Very good.
Oh, Father, don't stand there looking so pleased with yourself.
I'm not, Princess. I'm on your side. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, so am I. Root, root, root.
Will you two please stand back? If you're not going to help, at least don't get in the way.
Yes, move back, Bud. They're liable to have this thing running so quickly that it'll run right over you. You can't take chances, you know.
All right, dear. Open the hood, Betty. We'll look at the engine.
Open the hood?
Yes, just open it.
Let's see.
Want me to go in and get the can opener?
Father, make Bud stop it.
Bud, stop it.
Here, Betty, the hood opens with this handle. Well, there's the motor.
Yes, there it is.
They found the motor. Pretty sharp.
Hey, Mommy, let's go.
Go where, dear?
For a ride.
Well, we can't go for a ride just yet, Angel.
Where have you been, kitten?
Over to the Davises. Why can't we go for a ride?
Well, it isn't running just yet.
We're fixing it, Sprout. Now stay out of the way.
You're fixing it? Oh, this is the end.
Daddy, Angel, I think you'd better run along.
I mean, if you ladies will excuse us, I think Bud and I will run along, too.
You're excused, dear.
Come on, Bud. Let's go in the house.
Okay.
Isn't that just like men? They think they're so smart.
I like men.
What are we going to do, Mother?
All those thingamabobs in the motor are so much Greek to me.
What's Greek? Get in and push the starter again. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Try it again.
You see, Mother, nothing.
Well, things go round and around in there.
Why don't you kick it, Mommy?
Look at Father and Bud out there in the kitchen window laughing at us. Very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
There has to be some reason why it won't run.
Daddy drove it in the driveway.
Hey, that's right. He did.
Of course he did. Now, wait a minute. If it won't run now, it could only be because somebody did some simple little thing to the motor.
You think Father did this on purpose?
I know he did. It's some simple little thing.
How do we find it?
Just look for something simple.
Don't look at me. These gadgets in here seem to be tight. Fan goes around. What's this wire hanging loose here? Yeah, that wire ought to go to something. There's a hole in this brown box here. The wire seems to fit in there. Try the solder again, Betty.
That was it, Mother. That was it.
You did it, Mommy.
Well, what do you know?
It runs perfectly. Oh, wait till Father comes out. Don't tell him what we did. Father! Father!
Oh, what happened? It's running.
We fixed it, Daddy.
Hey, how come?
Well, what did you do to it, Margaret?
Oh, I don't know. We just figured it out.
And you and Bud were so utterly positive that we couldn't do it.
Why, I can't understand how you did it.
Why not, dear?
Well, I mean, women don't usually... That is, ordinarily...
Father, we're not ordinary women.
Well, aren't you glad we fixed it?
Oh, sure. It just seems kind of,
What happened, Mother?
I don't know. It just stopped. Now, what do you suppose is wrong?
I thought you had it fixed.
We did. What's the matter with this dumb old car?
I'm baffled.
But, Mother...
It's no use, Betty. We give up, dear.
Well, honey, don't just give up. Keep trying.
Oh, why should we pretend? You know perfectly well that Betty and I can't fix the car. We haven't the faintest idea where to begin, even.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit it, honey.
It ran before. Why doesn't it run now?
Darn car, anyway.
I guess you'll have to face it. Your wife and daughter are pretty helpless around machinery.
Oh, no.
Oh, we are, dear. I suppose a man could look into that motor, and if he were clever, he'd find what was wrong in a minute.
Well, I'm not a mechanic, you know that.
Do you think you could fix it, Father?
It ran before. Why doesn't it run now?
I don't know how women drive cars around every day without knowing at least something about the motor.
Shall I turn in my driver's license?
No, I was only kidding, honey. I'll see if I can get the car running for you.
Will you, Father?
Hand me the pliers, Bud.
But, Dad, how...
Never mind, son. I think the hydraulic cams in here have slipped out of phase with the crankshaft differential.
I think it's wonderful, dear, that you know all these things.
It ran before. Why doesn't it run now?
Mother, will you do something about your child?
Run along, dear.
Okay.
Well, I found the trouble. Very simple.
Betty, your father has found the trouble.
How do you like this? Just a wire off the coil.
Really? But Father... Run in the house now, Betty. See what Kathy's doing.
All right, all right.
There you are, honey. It's fixed. Just a simple little wire off the coil.
How did you ever find it?
Oh, honey, you women are wonderful.
Dad.
You're sure it'll run all right now?
Oh, sure. You better take it down to the garage in the morning, though, and have it lubricated. Might need a couple of tires on the back there.
You'll have to tell me all these things, dear.
Dad.
Have them check the front wheels. And see if the battery is okay. And that paint will take a nice polish job, too. Better have it done.
All right, dear. I have to go in the house now. You've been very patient with your helpless women.
How can I help it? They're such lovely women.
Dad.
All right, what is it, bud?
There's something I can't figure out here.
Well, son, it's very obvious. I've proved my point beyond a shadow of a doubt. Betty and your mother had to admit that they had overstepped themselves on this car repairing deal. I won my point right down the line.
Are you sure you won? Remember, Kathy kept saying, the car ran before, why doesn't it run now?
Yes.
The only way Mom could have gotten the car running was to put that wire back on the coil.
That's right.
And the only way it could have stopped is if somebody pulled it off.
Oh, Bud, that's ridiculous. Your mother wouldn't... Why, no, she didn't. Why, that's... Margaret Anderson, I want to talk to you.
Now, while Jim hunts up Margaret, let's follow Bud into the kitchen where he finds Betty and Kathy.
Hey, where's the postman?
Right here. We're having a cup now.
Better fix a gallon. Dad is so upset he'll need it.
Yes, instant postum is a mighty soothing drink, particularly if you're irritable and edgy because of the caffeine in coffee or tea. Now, lots of people can handle caffeine, but if you can't, switch to postum, the good-tasting drink that contains no caffeine, none at all. Yes, switch to instant postum and see if you don't sleep better, feel better, enjoy life more. Remember, instant postum is caffeine-free, contains nothing to upset your nerves or your sleep.
Well, somebody has some explaining to do in the white frame house on Maple Street. Jim Anderson has finally located Margaret in the living room, and he has a few questions to ask.
Like this. Margaret.
Yes, dear?
I hesitate to say this, but I have a strange feeling that I've been swindled.
What do you mean, dear?
Honey, believe me, no one could be as innocent as you're trying to look.
Who, me?
Look, I'll confess that I took that wire off in the first place to teach you and Betty a little lesson. But why did you take the wire off again after you had the car running?
Why did I?
You had me feeling like I was a pretty big man fixing that little wire.
You enjoyed it, didn't you?
That's not the question. The question is why.
You really want to know, dear?
I would like very much to know.
Well, when you came out and found we had the car running, you looked so hurt and so disappointed. I realized I'd made a terrible mistake.
Mistake?
Of course. Women have to be stupid about cars. Men like it that way.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck from the makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes, and Instant Postum, the drink that's entirely caffeine-free. In our cast were Ted Donaldson as Bud, Dorothy Lovett, Rhoda Williams, and Helen Strome. Day and night, volunteer members of the Ground Observer Corps are scanning the skies, helping to fill the gaps in our radar defense. Thousands more volunteers are urgently needed now. Sign up for the Silver Wings of the Ground Observer Corps and help defend America.
Mom, I think you're beautiful.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
You're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Thank you, Johnny.
Mom.
Yes, Johnny.
Can I have wheat meal for breakfast tomorrow?
Sure. Make him happy, Mom, with the best hot cereal anywhere. Post wheat meal is packed full of solid nourishment, great for kids, and so wonderfully delicious. Post wheat meal cooks in just 3 minutes. Try rich, hot Post wheat meal with a picture of Roy Rogers on the package. Post wheat meal, the best hot cereal you ever ate.
Best of Transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West and Roswell Rogers. This is Bill Forman speaking.
Tonight, play Truth or Consequences on NBC.